Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are halfway through the week. A cup of soup or bowl. It is our crab cake tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Wise Markets, making that happen. Also, Liberty Pure Solutions is involved. We're here at Coco's Pub, one of my all-time favorite places. I had a Greek salad. I had the coconut shrimp. I'm going to lodge a complaint with ownership here about the coconut shrimp in a minute, but I also have a cream of crab soup. I'm going to be doing a cup of Super Bowl summer tour in August. I'm going to be going all over the state with the Maryland Lottery looking at cream of crab, Maryland crab, might eat some oyster stew. Is there any other way to make crab other than cream of crab or Maryland crab, Mars?
I guess you could have crab chowder.
Maybe.
Corn crab chowder. Corn crab chowder.
You know
chowder.
What? The only thing that might make this better be corn. I'll be honest with you. You have the best cream of crab soup that I know of. That's no disrespect to my other places.
I think potatoes would be good in it, too, because I love spuds.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Potatoes, crab, and corn in a cream.
Yeah. Like a chowder.
With some sherry?
Absolutely. We put sherry in ours.
Well, that's the one. That's why it tastes good.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I have people come in. They're like, do you put sherry in your cream of crab? And I'm like, yes, we do. We'll take it.
Let's talk a lot. We're going to talk a lot of things here. Marcella Knight is my friend, Marcy. We've known each other forever. Emerald Tavern, Harvey, all that. I mentioned Scunny today, and you knew Scunny, and they're having the big auction for Nacho Mamas. Recipes and things that are on your menu. Your place is unique to me in that you have this small, tiny galley kitchen. You have this small place. You have these giant crab cake things here. I don't know there's any other business like yours. And I look at your menu and say, why is what's on your menu? And when do I get to decide what's on Burger Night for one? I want to have a celebrity Burger Night is what
okay.
I want to do.
We can do that.
I don't know what's on it yet, but I want to think about it.
Okay, so you want to pick your own burger. You want to pick your own burger special.
Yeah, it probably would be some pineapple teriyaki. It'd be something.
Okay, we've done that before.
I know.
Actually.
It's good. I had it here. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want to come back. Didn't you grill the pineapple?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
See, I remember. I did have it
here. Pineapple, yep.
I did have it here, so I know what I'm talking about. So, business for you, you shut down last week. I mean,
We were closed for 10 days.
This is what makes this place special, is I came in today, and, you know, from front to back. First thing, one of your staff members realized that I didn't bring the pillow from my rump. And I sit, the seats here are like church pews.
Yes.
And I don't have a lot of cushion back here. I think everybody knows that. And my wife certainly knows that. She makes fun of me. So it hurts my butt and my back a little bit. So I've been sitting on my jacket. But your staff knows me so well. They don't just know that I'm going to order the Greek salad. I'm going to get the coconut shrimp.
They know you're going to bring your own pillow.
I got to talk about the coconut shrimp. But they're like, dude, you don't have a pillow for your butt. I'm like, maybe I left it in the trunk, and I didn't. I checked. You're trying to get me. I sat on a sweatshirt here one year.
Yeah, I was going to say I could get good-looking
sweatshirts. I know, you know they are and all
but
that
But you stuff. Have to take it with you.
I got a complaint. I had lunch with John Hoey at the bar, and he came in like 11:45. We were going to do the show, and I'm like, nah, I love John from The Y. We did a beautiful segment about the city, and we sat, and he got a crab cake because that's what you get here. I got the coconut shrimp, and I got the – and your coconut got stuck in my teeth. I'm just lodging a complaint. Mm. I just got it out. I've done 2 hours of radio.
You should have said something. Uh-huh. I have dental floss
well,
in
I'm
my
not,
bag.
I got floss. I can't do it on the air. I was in a segment like this. What makes your crab soup so good? Like, I want some recipes from you because they're all your mother's, right? Like, you didn't come up with any of this, right? This
no, is well, mom. Actually, the cream of crab soup is my kitchen manager, Eric's recipe.
Well, I've had Eric on the show. You tell him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Compliments
the Maryland
to the chef.
Is mom's.
All right.
And the cream is Eric's. Yes.
My wife made Maryland cream or Maryland crab, not cream, Maryland crab. She's made it after my crab cake tour, like in September. She has like a taste for it. And she makes a vat. I mean, she makes this gigantic
thing.
Oh,
does she use the claws and stuff in it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I love that.
I brought the claws home from, I don't know.
That makes it taste
you know,
so
good. I brought the claws were from Conrad's, not a sponsor. Tony, Andrew, you know I'm looking for you. So we were at an event. Leonard Raskin has this big crab feast for all his clients, and it was the end of the night, and he had it up in Jacksonville at Four Corners at that little Conrad's sort of thing there. He had a little house, and we've done it a couple years. The end of the night, we're the last ones leaving, and there were, like, crab claws, like, on a table.
Yeah.
Like, And like, take them home. So we took like 6 giant crabs home and a bunch of legs. And my wife is from New Hampshire. She loves Maryland crab soup, but had never had it as a kid.
Right.
So she doesn't know what it's like supposed to taste like. Like, it's vegetable soup with crab, kind of, sort of, right? Kind of, right? Yours is like that. Mm-hmm. My mother was dirty with Southern pride and okra and like putting things.
Yeah, we put
things,
okra in ours.
See, that's why it's good, yeah. Right? So the argument I've had, and I had this with Damie and Bill Cole, who told me, you're not making real crabs. You're merely crab. They shamed my Maryland crab soup. I said, to me, my mother, fire roasted tomatoes, right? And then, you know, your whole holy trinity of onions and celery, you know, the things that you do. But to me, bacon, there's a point where it needs a pork component into the sauce for me.
Right.
That gives it that complexity. My wife took out a batch of it she made in September a week and a half ago. And I'm like, it's been in the freezer. She's like, it's fine. We put it. It was so good. I mean, like,
it
tastes like last summer to me, you know?
Yeah, the flavors just, you know.
She had a bad okra, too. She had an okra that was kind of tough, so I was kind of fishing that out of it a little bit. But flavor-wise, there's a million ways to make all of these soups. And I think that's why the tour that I'm thinking about doing in August, no one makes cream of crab soup the way you do. No one makes Maryland crab. It's going to be different. Good, bad.
Right.
I like this one.
Absolutely.
I like that one.
Same thing with crab cakes.
You do half and half. Right. Of course. You do half and half. And but yours has got sherry in it. I think that's why I like it the most.
Yes. I think the sherry makes a huge
And it's not
difference.
Too lumpy or too like sometimes it can taste a little bisquicky if I go to the wrong place. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have that.
Well, a lot of places use a powdered mix for their base.
You're not going to tell me what's in Eric's.
We don't. I know. A lot of milk, butter. I can't tell you everything.
Low fat. Low fat.
Lots of crab.
Low fat. All right. So what's going on around you? You take a week off in the winter.
Yes.
I was complimenting your employees because it's always the same people here. You've had a lot of people here. We've talked about. I had a hard time hiring employees. She has gold here each and every time.
Aww.
But you guys give everybody the week off, and that's a unique thing. Like Pizza John's takes the week off in July. It's always the week I don't get. I want their pizza.
Right.
Chick-fil-A's off on Sunday. We all know that, right? You know. But why
it,
this
it
week?
Draws
is it, was it just a slow
in.
Week?
Well, yeah. It's, you know, it's after the holidays. It's cold. Everyone's past due. You know, we've all worked extra hard. To get through the holiday season and
Santa,
nice. Yeah,
I've
nice
seen the elves
break.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the elf right now, been making crab cakes for 4 hours. I've been saying, Jen, stop.
Right. Yeah. Well, we make them for about 8 hours every day.
Well, they taste better because they're made by a girl named Liz. That's my mom's name. So there. Good. Does that work? You know. That's why they taste so good. So what'd you do?
My husband and I went to the Cayman Islands.
Hey.
Yes. First, you know, big trip in 6 years.
I'm doing the show at Lib's Grill in Harford County next week, and Nick is the proprietor there.
Okay, I
but
knew
John
Nick.
Liberatore, who is the proprietor of the Lib's Grill and Timonium in Liberatore's, he's got a place. He goes to Cayman's all the time.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So I've never been.
Oh, my gosh.
You've been before?
No, first time.
All right, so
I'm blew my mind. It was incredible.
My kid did a Virgin cruise for 11 days. A week and a half ago, and they did all the lower islands.
Okay.
So they did the islands you can't get to. Barbados,
nice.
St. John, Martinique, St. Kitts.
Mm-hmm.
Like these incredible places. I go in and out of Jamaica. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to Cuba. But I like Cayman's, to me, it was like, if I was going to pick one based on the pictures I've seen, the people I know that have been there, I would go to the Cayman's just because of all the reputation of it.
Yes.
Right? So was it up to snuff?
It was definitely up to snuff. We can't wait to get back. It was.
You liked it that much?
It was beautiful. The water was incredible. The people were friendly. It's a relatively safe island. And it's just.
Do you eat a lot of fish?
All the boxes. Ate fish every day. Lots of fish. Fruit every day. Swam, snorkeled. So we got to swing with
swim
we
with
got
the
to
dolphins.
Swim, no, with stingrays.
Stingrays.
They have a tour there. It's called Stingray City, which almost threw me off because I'm like, I don't want anything that has to do anything with a city. I live in the city.
The stingrays, like to but, me, I've seen the rays swim up to me in, you know, in Mexico and Jamaica, different places like that. the whole Crocodile Hunter thing gets me weirded out on
You know,
on
it
Rays.
Did me too, but then I thought, you know what, if I'm going to go, what a way to go. Like,
well, when you touch them, they feel like dolphins, right? They have that.
Yeah,
they
were, like, soft. Yeah. And they were friendly, and they, like, we could hold them, and they let us kiss them, and, yeah, it was really neat.
I've kissed a dolphin, or dolphins cool. kissed me. I don't know which one, but something like that.
Yeah, so they took us out on a catamaran, and we went out for about an hour, and there was a sandbar in the middle of the Caribbean. And that's where they take everyone.
Everybody should do this once in their life. If you've never, I would say this, if you've never seen blue water, like, and that's the thing about the Caymans is every time I see a picture from there, it just has this.
It's calm.
It has a beauty about it that I think some other, because of the, it has long white sand beaches because it's very sandy.
Yeah, well, they have
a
7 mile.
Right, and that's the beauty of it is the beach makes it so beautiful. But like my kid went to a lot of volcanic. So they have those incredible mountains, a lush mountain that reaches down and coves and caves and things like that. I'm more like, I just want that sugar white beach, you know, I just want to see the beach out there. And I've been to like Fiji where they have the black sand. You don't want to do all that. I need a white sand beach because the black sand heats up too.
Oh,
gets a little warmer.
Gets
a little
hot.
Ocean City, First Street, where you got to walk across all that sand, and I'm all about that. Marcy's here. We're at Coco's. It's quiet right now because it's kind of after lunch before dinner. I try to come in when it's quiet because if I try to grab you at like noon or 1 or 4:30, but sometime between like 2 and 3 and 4, quiets out a little bit so I can have time with you because you're busy here.
Yeah.
This place is crazy busy all the time. For you with the burger night, we have to talk about this. Who makes the burger? Is that Eric makes that?
The special actually is usually Liz and Patrick who come up with the burger.
What's the
special?
Most popular burger special you have? What's the one you sell out of like by 7 o'clock that I'm never going to get if I come in?
Oh, my goodness.
You did something with sell out
all the time.
You did a roasted red pepper one a couple months ago.
Yes.
Something.
With like pimento cheese.
It was cold out, and I was you almost get me every time. Those posts get me.
We've got some really nice burgers.
I love your burgers. People say to me, go to get a burger someplace. I don't like burgers out much. My wife loves your burgers. So if I take her anywhere for a burger, it's either you or Cooper's. The only two places, that's it. I don't want to go any other places. It's like me with Chinese. I got one place I get Chinese food. But you get Coco's, crab cakes.
So where do you get your Chinese food?
If I give it away, there's going to be a line, okay? I will tell you, okay, and this is the only place you'll find this place. It is within walking distance of the Emerald Tavern where you and I met 35 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It is one block away from the Emerald Tavern, and it is a very happy China place. I just gave you the name. So it's really good. Get the vegetables. Delicious.
Okay.
They make fresh egg rolls.
Oh, nice.
And they're nice. They're the nicest people. Like, you know, my kitty cat loves shrimp. And they do sushi there, so they have the little sushi set up where you see the fish there.
Mm-hmm.
And she always gives me a shrimp for my kitty cat.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So my kitty cat gets shrimp from Happy China. My kitty cat's happy. So free plug, Happy China.
There
we plug
go.
All these places. By the way, speaking of free plugs, Thomas from Zeke's. I'm looking at your mugs around here. You got your Zeke's thing going on. He hit me. He was supposed to come out to the show today. Couldn't make it.
Yeah,
couldn't
be
here
or
whatever.
Here.
I made it to their powwow. And we've talked about your neighborhood.
Oh, okay. When you went up on the Friday
thing last time, the Friday thing. Yeah, see that? Yeah. You know about it, right? There is something about community. I mean, I had John Hoey here from the Y talking about community centers and community gathering places. And I even made a joke with one of your staff here about my butt and thing. I said, you guys are like Cheers. You're like looking out for me here.
Aww.
But the neighborhood is kind of that way, is it not?
I think so. Yes, absolutely.
You were telling me that you, before vacation, you have leftover food. And I had a beautiful guy on Monday over at Costas. His name's Chris Dipnarine. He's from Trinidad Tobago. Another beautiful island, Trinidad Tobago. And he has a thing called For My City, the number 4, My City. And it's getting a lot of publicity. It's out on the west side. It's not what the food bank does. We're collecting here for the Maryland Food Bank on a cup of Super Bowl. We got a box here at Coco's right now. This is non-perishable, right? Like, so canned goods, things that last a long time. His specialty is you've got
fresh
extra
food.
Tomatoes.
That's wonderful.
He called it rescuing food.
I love it.
He said, I rescue. He's got a, you know, it's got the Indian mm-hmm. sort of island. So I rescue food. I'm like, well, that's a noble thought that, you know, you do that. You don't have a lot of waste here, though, right? Like, restaurants don't run that way, right?
We don't. We're very efficient. You know, we hardly ever throw anything away or anything goes to waste. But when we do close occasionally, we will, you know, when we close for our vacations, we will call the local restaurants and ask them if they want our, you know, extra tomatoes or extra lettuce.
What's neighborly? That's what you told me that when I came in today, and I'm like, I know you've had the bartenders down from up the other side of the street. You got all these different businesses that are here. That's what makes community, right? That's what makes people come by. It's not just they're going to come down here and have a crab cake or grab a bag and go. There's other things and shopping, and certainly during the holidays, that was an alive thing for what you did down here. Yeah. Candy canes?
Yeah, yeah.
Your Christmas thing here was amazing. I saw pictures.
There was a lady earlier that came by and dropped off a bag of the donation food, and she didn't even want a soup. She said, I just heard you guys were doing this. I just brought this by. And she gave us a bag of food, and we were like, come on, don't you want to at least take a soup with you? She said, no. I appreciate you guys doing this.
People are nice.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's so nice.
Well, I think, you know, certainly with the new government we have and on a daily basis and the bad, I just, there's so many good people doing good things in this city on a daily, every day, all the time.
Right.
And that doesn't lead the news. And I think that's a shame.
I always said there needs to be a good news channel, and I was going to be the anchor person.
We're going to turn Baltimore positive into that. You know, you're inspiring
me now.
You're
doing it, right?
But who would listen to it? Who would watch it?
I don't know. That's what everyone tells me. No one wants to hear good news. They all want to hear bad news. But I don't believe that, because I would watch a good news channel.
I had a joke.
There's actually a website that goes around that's called, like, Good News that you can subscribe to. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Like an email thing.
There was a kids channel called a Good News channel many years ago, too. It was like kids broadcasters. Mm-hmm. It was all good news and, you know, kids telling good stories about animals and zoos.
Well, because all that stuff is, you know, it's like contagious. You hear bad things, and then more people, it just gives them, they turn around and they do bad things.
Well, look, you and I will do this piece, and it'll be out on Baltimore Positive, it'll be on the podcast, it'll be on the radio. At some point, I stack these pieces up where I'm going to do 30 or 40 pieces this week about good people doing good stuff. Like TJ was just sitting here, he was a lottery winner here, I bought him a crab cake here at Coco's. You know, he's mentoring young people up in Aberdeen. And you know, John Hoey's got kids out on the street, 30 different community schools here in the Baltimore area doing good stuff. So, but you don't see this on the news, right? You don't lead with that, you know?
They have a little bit. But they should have more, for sure.
I had a joke this week about, like, clicks online. Because somebody last week, I'm a public, people say all sorts of lies and whatever. But, like, you're just doing that to get clicks. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think I've ever put anything up to get a click. And I joke with Luke. I said, the Pro Bowl. We always joke about the Pro Bowl. I said, if the headline said, Luke and Nestor break down the Pro Bowl, would anybody click on it, you know? And I'm thinking, here, Marcel and Nestor talk about what a great planet we have and what a great world. Would anybody click on that? I don't know if I put that as the headline.
I don't know. You could try.
No, I don't know, man. I know the one thing. The crab soup here is delicious. Crab cakes are delicious. You do mail order year-round. We talk about it so much during the holidays and say, special occasion. But Valentine's Day, and I had Wendy Bronfine on this week talking about her products over at the Curio. It's Valentine's week, special week. Is it still a big night out, or is it more of I'm going to grab a couple crab cakes and go home now?
Because
maybe you didn't offer that 15 years ago.
Right.
Maybe it was like, you got to come in, you got to be here.
Right.
The shipping side and the COVID side and the carry out side of your business has probably made Valentine's a little bit of a Christmas, you could do a lot more business than you ever could have done by a couple hundred people coming here and get crab cakes next week and saying, I'm going to take them home.
Yeah, we were planning our strategy earlier today, like how we're going to handle the waves of people, because a couple years ago even, it put us at a complete shutdown. Like, we had such a bottleneck of orders.
You didn't know.
That we didn't know. We didn't know which end was up. We didn't know if we had enough crab cakes, how many we could get. Like, we were just so backed up. We had to shut everything off for about an hour to figure out where we were and what we could do, you know, from there. And then I think we were closed like 2 hours. We shut off all ordering, and then we resumed it once we...
Is there ever a point in modern times in the last couple of years where somebody would come to this door and you literally wouldn't have a crab cake for them. Crab meat got expensive a couple years.
Yes.
So there's a lot of that going on. You had to raise prices. Everybody was doing that. But, like, you always have a crab cake here, right?
Yeah.
I never ask you that. I'm just asking.
Well, occasionally we have run out, but it is not pretty when we do.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, people get really upset.
Well, the last time you run out, you want to make sure it's the final time, right? Like, literally,
right.
You don't want
to
do that.
No, that's terrible.
But I
don't
know how you would know.
That Valentine's Day that we had that big crunch like that, we learn from that. And every year we learn and we get better and better. And
is it the biggest day of the year?
It's supposedly the biggest day of the year for people to eat out. That and Mother's Day.
But for you, for your little business here in Lauraville at Coco's, like, next, there will be the 12th and 13th and 14th.
It's going to be wild.
And it's crazier than it ever could be for just people eating in here. It's like the numbers five times what you could serve in here probably. Because,
yes.
I mean, I see your
carryout.
Carryout's got to be 50% of your business now.
It is. It's at least 50%. That's how, and that all came after COVID.
And people think, you have such a product for that, though, because your crab cakes... They go. I take one home every. I'm taking one home today.
Right.
And for me, your crab cake's a three mealer. You know that.
We suggest it because I feel like, you know, on Valentine's Day, it's a good thing to take home and do, and then you don't have to worry about the crowds and the craziness and all that unless you're into that.
And there's no cleanup. Liz has done all that for you already back
That's
here
right.
weighing them. So
That's
you
right.
know. Well, everybody, if you're out there and you're thinking about Valentine's night, you're thinking about
yep,
I haven't had a Coco's crab cake in a while.
So
you could drive down here, come by, grab them at any point. Should they order ahead?
Well, we're doing an uncooked special. I think we call it a sweetheart special, where it's two crab cakes with soup and salad.
Are they heart-shaped?
They're not heart-shaped. That would be really cute. So we'll have an uncooked special for carryout.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a dine-in special as well. So we do still have reservations left. We're not completely booked up yet. But because everyone kind of waits till the last minute. No one really plans that far ahead for holidays. We find that...
Well, everybody knows if they want a dinner reservation with their... If they're in the romance mode with their wife, their loved one, whatever it is. And everyone, you should love your spouse. You should love But if you want to make a night of romance and say, I want Valentine's night, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Everybody knows you need to make a reservation to do that. Like, we're
you
not just
think.
Rolling into Coco.
You
I'm not
going
to wait. Yeah, I'm not, next week I'm like, yeah, let's go to Coco's. It's 6:30 on Valentine's night. We'll get in. But I would also think, like, let's drive down there at 6:30. We can grab a couple of crab cakes, go out the side door quickly, and get home at 7:15 to make them, right?
Right.
That is certainly on if somebody's listening on Valentine's Day, that they could do that.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Now, when are you close? I don't even know what day Valentine's Day is.
It's a Friday this year.
Now, there's no way I'm getting in here on a Friday on Valentine's. That's a double duty,
right? And you don't realize how many people will still walk in. They'll walk in. A lot of people don't even
dressed
realize
up.
It's Valentine's Day.
I got that, right?
We get customers that come in.
It's Friday
and
the 14th.
Yeah, it's like it's Valentine's Day.
Well, they will not run out of them. And
if
you want to ship someone to someone you love out of town or down the beach or whatnot,
we
can ship too. So
we'll ship that week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for next day delivery. So you can get an order delivered on Valentine's Day.
All right.
If
well,
you want that.
I'm going to take mine home tonight. This is my case to you.
We need to get some of those, some of those shape things, the cookie shapers with hearts. And
hearts.
Smash the crab cake.
I gave a great idea to Brett at Pizza John's last week, and I'm about to give you Burger of the Week thing. I'm going to make a formal request of you here before we get going. But I want to show you this pizza because I sent this to Brett. I found it on Christmas Day, I think. And it's this great picture. And I didn't send it to him on Christmas Day because it was going around. Look at that pizza.
Oh, wow.
I want everybody to see this here. Let me see if I can get this up on the video.
That is really cool.
It's like a 10-layer pizza. And I said to him, if I could go to Pizza John's and get that between December 2nd, you could charge more, make more. People want pictures with it.
Yeah.
It's the wildest thing, and I don't know how to do that with a crab cake, but here's what I'm going to do. I've told you a million times that the Burke's crab melt was my favorite thing. So it's English muffin,
right?
Crab meat, or like an imperial, but really it was your crab cake. It was literally the way they made it was your slurry. Maybe it was a little wetter than that, but it was – It tasted like your crab. Didn't
with
taste
the
like.
Cheese melted.
Listen,
like,
I talk
like
about crab cakes all the time.
Tuna salad.
I love the Fadleys. I love it. They don't. Didn't taste like Burke's. Yours is the crab cake that I want to put on that crab melt. And they put extra sharp cheddar cheese on top, right. And they toast it so it gets dirty. It gets dark and crunchy, cheesy, delicious, and you got that. And then I would cut it and eat it with a fork proper, like not like it, you know, cut it like British style. So I would quarter it, and I would eat it. It would be served with your delicious tomato, those big beefsteaks you do with that delicious Chesapeake seasoning on top. And then your French fries and your coleslaw. Do you know every time I leave here the last year?
That's what you do with your
I leave here. I swear to you I do this. I leave here with your big old softball and your little plastic thing. And you all think I'm eating a crab cake when I get home. I've never crab cake. If I want a crab cake, I'll get one here. So I take it home, the raw, uncooked is what you call it, and I quarter it. And I stop and get Bay's English muffins. Those are the ones in the refrigerator case.
Oh, I love those.
See?
They are so good.
See? You know why this tastes good, right? So I get the Bay's English muffins.
I love those.
And I take them home, and I just get the Wise brand extra sharp. I don't need to get Gucci cheese. I just get this shredded extra sharp cheddar. And I take your crab cake, and I mold it the way Liz is back there molding the softballs. And I mold it down, and I cook your crab cake a little bit and get it cooked. And then I toast my little thing a little bit, and then I put it together, and I put the cheese on it, and then I give it the bam in my toasterizer, my oasterizer. I put it on a turbo, and it sizzles up, and then I fries, and you have the best coleslaw in the city, the little cups.
Yeah, that's mom's recipe.
Dude, oh,
yeah.
That's my mom. It tastes like my mom's. Your coleslaw is phenomenal. It's so good. If it was in Pittsburgh, they put it on a sandwich with French fries. They would. So I take your coleslaw and some French fries. Sometimes I get some like Nathan's out of the freezer and do those up because I like nice a potatoey French fry like yours. So and I do that as a platter. So would you consider a crab melt on a burger night? Figuring it all out because it would be like a fifth of one of your.
We would call it the crab burger.
It would change people's lives if they've never had it. Because they come in here and love your crab cakes. The only thing make your crab cake better is to put it on a Bay's English muffin with some cheese on top. For me.
We could do
once
that
in a
easily.
While. No disparaging
right,
the main.
Lizzie?
We could do a crab melt. Could we do a crab melt on a burger night?
He wants a crab melt
I'll promote
burger
it.
Night.
Listen, we'll do it at the beginning of baseball
we'll
season. We'll do it on a night when like, the Orioles are
nester.
On or something out of town. And we'll come and hang and make a night of it. It'll be a Tuesday night. Oh,
we'll
it's a burger
it a,
night.
We'll call it a nasty nester.
You could go home early. She doesn't like me. You know,
she does too.
We're at Coco's. I love them. They tolerate me. It's by the way, I saw this Valentine's Day years ago, and this speaks to anybody that doesn't like their spouse, okay? And I don't know. I'm not looking for the whites of your eyes. I'm just saying, if you don't like your spouse, you remember the little minty mints that said, be mine, be true, mm-hmm. I love you, the little minty mints, right, that came when you were a kid? I saw one time that said, I tolerate you. On a Valentine's mint.
Well, you know what? We all tolerate each other in a marriage.
So that's why
that's
I said.
That's what makes it work.
And in business. She tolerates me.
And in business, yes.
Everybody. Maryland Lottery tolerates me. Well, everybody tolerates me.
I say
me.
To all our employees all the time, people have been here for a long time. It's like one big marriage. It's like we're all married to each other, and we all have to...
Well, who's your favorite employee?
They're all my favorites.
It's like when they ask me, they ask a musician, what's your favorite song? The one you love. The one you love the most. Who's your favorite bartender? The one you love. Marcy's here. We're at Coco's. I'm trying... You got a slow start. We warmed up. It was the crab soup here. We're going to do a crab soup tour in the summer, and I happen to think the cream of crab soup here is delicious. It's getting cold, so I'm going to eat it. I'm going
to
warm it up and eat it. I got some crackers here. She's getting to be like her mom. Here we go. Magic 8 Balls, we're scratching these off. Come on out to Coco's for Valentine's Day, and if they don't have room for you, they'll send you home with some love, and you can take the crab cakes home.
Absolutely.
Curbside them, grab them. We're down here in Laurelville. You can order order them. If you're out of town, hells, I know you want them in Arkansas. I know you do. It's very easy. It's a click away. And we try to come in here every couple months and raise hell and take up a table and give some stuff away. We had some winners from the Maryland Lottery as well. We got great guests. It's a cup of Super Bowl. Stop by. Support us. We're for the Maryland Food Bank. On Thursday, we're in Catonsville at State Fair. On Friday, we'll be back up at Cooper's North, and I'm going to have a bowl. Have you ever had the gumbo at Cooper's North?
I have. Not at that location, but
well,
downtown.
Well, you live that downtown that way. So legendary, and I'm going to celebrate the Super Bowl in New Orleans doing that on Friday. We're getting back to Fadley's 2 weeks from now because we had to cancel on Tuesday because I'm an idiot. That's the real reason. You would kill me if I did that to you today. Well, you wouldn't, but they didn't.
I probably would have killed you.
It's the middle of the week.
But
it's
something
my charity
I would do.
Week.
I did it the other day. I left my computer at my parents' house and got halfway home and went.
The reason the show wasn't at Fadley's on Tuesday, and I'm rescheduling it, and the American Cancer Society and Hope Lodge and all my great guests, is I locked my equipment in the trunk of my car that my wife took to Silver Spring. I'm never telling that story again.
You're not the only person that's ever done that. It's okay.
That's pretty dumb.
No, you know? It's not dumb. It's human.
Well, it'll be sunny and lovely when we get back to Fadley's Tuesday. It's lovely here at Coco's today. We're in Lauraville. Come by. For all these nincompoops out in the county, I don't go to the city. This is the best part of the city, and it's the first stop you should be making in the city if you're coming into the city here at Coco's. So stop down. Say hello to Rasig. Rasig's going to be here in a little while. Clancy snuck in. He's sitting at the bar eating a crab cake. Wait. My next guest is detained
just
by your crab cake.
Right.
Look at him
in.
Smiling over there. He's fattening up for baseball season is what he's doing. He's got to run up and down selling all that beer, getting ready for the summer. Clancy is here, the legendary Clancy, beer vendor to the stars. I'm going to have a beer with him. Can
okay.
I do that?
You can do that.
I'm gonna have a beer with Clancy. I'm going to do that.
Sounds good. I suggest
I'm the boss. I make no rules.
There
go
slow
tonight. It's Cup of Super Bowl week. We're doing it all for the Maryland Food Bank, our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Wise Markets, and the people who love me and I love like Mars supporting us here at Coco's. And Eric, I'm coming for you for that burger night. Stay with us. We're Baltimore Positive. We're checking in and checking out and talking about more than just Justin Tucker. I'm Tuckered out.